Hello, my name's Carter. I'm here with Amelia, and we're hosting Talk the Hawk this week. We can start off with some Laurier sports highlights. Laurier football wrapped up their regular season with a 30-11 loss on Seniors Day. Now, much like most of their season, I don't think it's gone too well. Thankfully, they have made the playoffs, though. So they look to turn and focus their attention to their first-round playoff game against Carleton this weekend when they take them on at 1 p.m. at University Stadium. Have you got a chance to watch any of their games, Amelia?
I've watched a few of the games. Some really good plays, some others not so good. They've had a very, kind of like back and forth season.
Yeah, it does feel like they've had a roller coaster of a season.
Right now their record is 5-3, so technically doing well, as there's more wins than losses, but obviously I'm sure they're pretty bummed and would like to have had that go a little bit of a different way.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple games they'd love to have back. Couple other games happening this weekend. We have the rugby team takes on Waterloo, another big battle of Waterloo. They play at Waterloo. It's a 1 p.m. game. It's on a grass field. It's called Columbia Ice Field, and it's a grass field right next to their big turf field. Rugby team's not done as well as they would have liked to this season with a 3-3 record. Some big performers, though, so hopefully they can look to turn it around. Another rematch against Waterloo. Had a good performance from the guys when they showed up the first time with a 50-26 win. So a big repeat performance would be huge.
That would be good. Carter, as someone who is on the men's rugby team, is there a difference between playing on a grass field and a turf field when it comes to rugby?
There's definitely some minor differences. You definitely don't get the turf burn, which is really, really not fun at all. Love to avoid that. You get more traction with your cleats on the turf or on the grass field, which is kind of nice, especially when you're in the scrums, which is like when you're pushing, like everyone gets together and you do the pushing. So when you get the traction in there, it helps, because on turf fields, if you're not doing very well in the scrums, it can make for a really long game, because they'll just keep pushing you back and you get not so much fun injuries from that.
Gotcha. Okay, next up we have men's hockey. They lost their game 4-2 last night, but they're looking to shift their focus as they play Lakehead tomorrow. Right now the men's hockey team has lost all of their games, so hopefully they'll be able to pull out a win against Lakehead.
Yeah, hopefully they can get things turned around. It hasn't been a great start for them. I was at the one game, and it was not the easiest thing to watch, that's for sure. They just get on themselves. They bring themselves down. They play to their disadvantages too much, and they gotta look to turn the momentum around and get going. Hopefully they can get some in the win column and turn their season around before it's too late.
Yes, and that's a home game, so that'll be
over at Waterloo Memorial
Arena.
The women's hockey and basketball are both in action tonight, with the women's basketball in their last exhibition before they start their regular season. They're heading down to Toronto to take on U of T.
Women's basketball will start their regular season next Friday. Home court at the Athletic Center, so that's exciting.
Those are always fun to go out and watch. Always fun crowds, lots of exciting entertainment. Women's hockey plays tonight as well. As I said, their third game of the year, I believe.
Yes, and they're also back on home ice tonight. If you're unavailable to go, you can always listen in at RadioLaurier.com. that'll happen at 7 p.m. tonight.
Hopefully they can also get in the win column. Another team searching for their first win.
Next up, women's rugby is taking on MAC later this weekend in an exhibition game to wrap up their season. Once again, women's rugby has had a tough season, so maybe this will close it on a high note for them.
Hopefully they can get some confidence, good rugby. I think McMaster is bringing their seconds team, so not their best players. So give us a chance to show the quality of players we have and what we can really do on the field against some equal competition.
And last up is men's lacrosse has another playoff game this weekend. They'll take on Guelph on Sunday. I don't remember if that's home
or home. I believe that's an away game. I'm pretty sure they're on the road.
Yes. So lots of Laurier action this weekend and lots of teams in the hunt for another win. Lots of playoffs. Just to recap, football in playoffs, rugby in playoffs, men's and women's hockey just starting out their seasons but looking for a win. Basketball is in their last few exhibition games before they start, and rugby's wrapping up with an exhibition game at MAC, and then lacrosse also has playoffs this weekend.
It's an action-packed weekend. Should be fun to see how it all unfolds. Moving on, we can talk about some action on the NHL last night. I don't know if you got to watch the Leafs game or not.
I did not.
They got down. They fell behind 3-1, but their big stars came back and came to life, broke their scoreless streaks. Matthews got on the board again, potted a big goal to tie the game back up. Unfortunately, they did lose in overtime, though. It was not their best showing. Tough turnover by William Nylander. Good finish by Eric Karlsson from the Sharks to seal the victory.
It looks like the Leafs just have a lot of concerns about their consistency throughout games, which is obviously an important thing. You gotta give 100%.
Yeah, they don't always bring the same effort, and their defense is not always on top of their game. They can tend to be a little shaky. I know Justin Hall yesterday didn't have the best game. Cost them one of their goals, as well as Rasmus Sandin was a part of it. So I think they just got to tighten up at the defensive zone, look to limit the chances the other teams get, and they know they can score. So as long as they can keep that up, they'll be all right. The Raptors are in action tonight. They have a big rematch against the 76ers, who they played earlier this week. Thankfully, they won this week. Give themselves a 3-2 record. Look to stay positive. I think they have a lot of advantages they can look to exploit. They're a very long team compared to the 76ers.
And obviously, in the last couple of years, the Raptors have been playing well, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully that streak will continue, and Toronto will have a good sports team.
Yeah, it's always fun when the Raptors are doing well. Gives the city something to cheer about.
Yes, which they could definitely need.
I think getting Scottie Barnes definitely helped turn everything around, especially after the Raptors being in Tampa Bay there for a little bit. So I think the rejuvenation with the youth and the pieces they already had is going to mix for a good couple years. Hopefully they can keep it up.
Looks like Otto Porter Jr. is going to be out for a bit for personal reasons, so do not look to see him in the game tonight because he will not be there.
No, still not to suit up for the Raptors after being a big, what they thought was going to be a big addition in the offseason. So hopefully he can get back, start contributing, hopefully be a difference maker.
up. Looking towards the NFL, did you hear the surprising, unfortunate, depending on who you are, news that Tom Brady has now has the record as being the most sacked quarterback of all time at 555 times?
It's kind of fitting. It's kind of fitting. He's never been the most athletic guy on the field, I don't think. So I just, he's never been the one to get away from people.
This news comes after the loss they experienced, the Buccaneers experienced last night, as well as the same week that it was finalized, Tom Brady is now divorced.
Tom Brady also wore a shirt to the game that said, "I came back for this," and it said the team record, which is 3-5 entering the game.
Okay.
Now 3-6. Doesn't look like it's getting much better for him. Life's not looking Tom's way right now.
Tom Brady was drafted in 2000, so I'm sure his age is maybe catching up with him.
It's definitely looking to catch up. He doesn't look like he's moving around. There's one time yesterday he's scrambling out of the pocket. I thought he was going to fall over before he even got out.
I've seen him scrambling a lot this season, though. Yeah. So.
His O-line's not making it easy on him. They got to protect him. He's not built for the hits at this age.
45, maybe a little too old.
Yeah, it's something that really hit him fast because it didn't look like it was going to be this bad last year even.
So do you think that maybe his future in the NFL is
to an end? It's definitely looking like it's winding down. I feel like Tom Brady's a guy, though, if someone's willing to pay, or, like, if he's willing to keep playing, someone will pay him. So I don't think it'll be hard for him to find a job if that is what he wants to keep doing.
Do you think the same could be said for Aaron Rodgers?
I do. I think there's always teams looking for a little bit of media, a little bit of superstar in their lives. I think one thing that Tom Brady does have is his broadcasting that he can fall back to. So whenever he is done, he has that. I think Aaron Rodgers might look to find another team if things keep going the way they are in Green Bay. So I think his situation's a little more dependent on how the Green Bay Packers do.
Packers are not looking too hot.
Also struggling. Also a struggling team. They're a team that never wants to help him out and just rely on him to do so much for them.
Yeah, which is very unfortunate. But as a Bears fan, not so much.
Gotta love it.
I'll watch them struggle happily any day.
Big trade from your Bears.
Yes. Robert Quinn was traded this week to the Philadelphia Eagles. To get their 2023 fourth round draft pick. Very sad. I think it was David Montgomery was in the middle of an interview and had to unfortunately leave a few minutes early because he could not put into words that unfortunate news.
Yeah, big locker room guy, especially.
Yes.
Like even more than on the field, he was a big off-field guy for them, did a lot in the community. Helped out a lot. I think the Eagles made a really big, good decision by picking him up. I think always good to have interior linemen on the defense, especially when you're making a big push. They're 6-0 to start the season. It's definitely not going to slow them down, I don't think.
No, I'm sure that they're just going to keep pushing.
Veteran presence should pick up the playbook pretty quick. Should be a pretty seamless transition.
Yeah, Robert Quinn has gone through a lot of transitions with the Bears in the last few years. So yeah. I'm sure that this won't hit him, I don't know, as hard as maybe it would someone who's been with the consistent management.
Yeah, no. Eagles are looking good. They definitely don't have the toughest schedule rest of the way out. So if they play their games and play their hand correctly, I think there's a real shot at them going undefeated, at least in the regular season.
So, Super Bowl contenders?
I don't know if I can go that far.
Okay.
Good team. I just don't know that they have the playoff experience yet. Still a really young core, especially on the offense. But I think they definitely have a chance. Another Philadelphia team that's doing really well right now, the Philadelphia Phillies, who have made it all the way to the World Series this year after firing their manager. The Philadelphia Phillies picked up a Canadian-born coach, and he is now the first ever Canadian-born World Series manager.
That's exciting. A win for Canada.
That is, it's always nice to see here Canadians are doing well. So the Phillies will start the World Series off tonight when they take on the Houston Astros, who are back in the World Series after their many cheating scandals.
Oh, that's
not so good. So we'll see what happens there. We have Justin Verlander taking on Aaron Nola. Should be an interesting start to this series. The Astros are 7-0, haven't lost a playoff game yet. Looking very dominant.
Personally, don't know much about baseball, so I can't comment a whole lot. Quick search of the Phillies manager shows that he's actually from a small town in Ontario called Sarnia.
Yep.
Right on the border.
Yep. In women's sports, we have another final starting. We have the National Women's Soccer League final this weekend taking place on Saturday. We have the Portland Thorns and the Kansas City Current. Portland features Canadian and soccer legend Christine Sinclair. Always fun to see her on the field. Very exciting talent. Sad that her days are coming to the end. It was always fun watching her score big goals for Canada.
Definitely. I saw her play in Hamilton once, and that was very exciting. Definitely brought some attention to my hometown, but also it's just cool to see athletes do their thing, especially star athletes.
Yeah, it's really cool to think that she's the most the highest goal scoring soccer player of all time, like even men's and women's.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think like Messi, Ronaldo couldn't even score as many goals as Christine Sinclair, the Canadian.
And a woman.
A woman and a Canadian.
So for all those haters who say women can't play sports as well, just throw them Christine Sinclair's way and I'm sure she'll take care of it.
I'm sure she will. Portland also has Sophia Smith, who is the league's youngest ever MVP. She claimed the award last night when she got the honor.
That's crazy. Can you imagine being the youngest MVP and then also have Christine Sinclair?
Yeah, especially right before the championship game. You get probably one of the best mentors there is in the sport.
Yeah, that's definitely what I was going to say. Because that doesn't happen often.
No, definitely not. Looks like she's definitely filling the shoes very well. In other news, there's big Champions League this week when we had Barcelona be eliminated. They were sent to the Europa League when they lost 3-0 to the Bayern Munich. another Canadian in action there when we have Alphonso Davies, big star looking to take Canada places in the World Cup. It'll be interesting to see what he can do there with the World Cup just around the corner. In soccer, we still have Erling Haaland, who is a freak of nature. Scored 17 goals.
In a game?
No, in 11 games.
Okay.
Not one. That'd be very crazy. But 17 in 11 games. He's on pace to break the league record this year for most goals in a season, which is, I believe, around 32 goals in 38 games.
That's also a much better record than having the record for most sacked quarterback.
Yeah, no, definitely a better record. He's on pace to break the all-time league goal-scoring record in only 4 years. So he will not have to stick around very long to break the record for most goals scored. It's pretty crazy to think that the next most goals in the league is Harry Kane with 10 goals. 7 goals behind.
Maybe he'll catch up. Maybe you just have to watch out.
He just needs to hope that Haaland can't play a couple games.
Yeah.
Or the rest of the season.
Exactly.
Haaland's only 5 goals away from breaking last year's Golden Boot winner of 22 goals. And he hasn't even played half a season. It's pretty crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm. Some more unfortunate Champions League final news. Camila Cabello, famous musician, was booed by football fans during her performance at the Champions League final. Tweets sent from Cabello's account afterwards calling out rude fans were later deleted. So that's gonna put her in some hot water.
Yeah, no, it can't be good for her.
Although I feel like lately a lot of performances by top musicians have not been going well when it comes to halftime.
Yeah, I feel like it's just not a good time to be performing halftime pregame at a sporting event.
No. Lots of upset going on.
Yeah, it's been it's always crazy with soccer fans because you never know how they're going to react. Like, I feel like there's just such a big swing when it comes to soccer fans. Like, they could give you a standing ovation or they could send fireworks at you. Like, it's just, there's no in between. Like, it's just bunch of crazy people.
That's very true, actually. I've been watching on Disney Plus the series called Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh, I watched it too. It's so Ryan good. Reynolds, yeah.
And Paul McElhinney's football team.
So good.
It's very good. It's interesting to see that, like, the show doesn't focus on the actors, it focuses on Wrexham.
It's big on the soccer team and the community.
Yeah. Don't know much about soccer, and so seeing that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed the show too. It was fun to watch. You get a lot of different perspectives, and like, they're two guys, and they tell you throughout the show, like, neither of them are big soccer guys. Like, they've never really watched it. Like, you see them in the press box and in like the royalty box, I think they call it. And they're, like, asking their friends and their coworkers, like, what are the rules? Like, what's happening? Are we doing good? And, like, you just see it all, like, the swings of emotions in them. And it's pretty funny to see them.
But it's also just interesting to see, like, that the entire community is built around this.
Yeah, it's crazy how much, like, and you see, like, when they're trying to become the owners, how big the community is in drawing and electing who gets to own the team.
Yes. So for those who don't know, Wrexham football team, they are mostly owned by the community. There's like 200 of them, I think, that Ryan and Rob had to present why they should be the owners.
They went to a vote, and I think they needed like 75%.
Yeah, and they ended up getting, I think, like 98%.
Yeah, it was pretty much almost unanimous.
But everyone was still skeptical because what are two Hollywood stars
doing? Yeah, especially, I think throughout the show they said that they had an owner in the past that was looking to do to just make money off of them and didn't care about the community at all. So it's fun to see how much like they bring the community back together and how willing the fans are to support a team even when they're not doing the best.
Yeah, and I think soccer's kind of interesting that you can go like up and down.
Yeah, the promotion and relegation definitely makes it very interesting because Wrexham, they tell you at the start of the film or at the start of the show that they were once a really good team and like the higher leagues, they were in the championship and eventually and slowly as the years progressed, they just fell league by league and ended up in the fifth division.
Yes, which is very unfortunate. And then it's also just interesting to see the team kind of try and rebuild to get.
Yeah, it's fun and you want to see them do well for the community and you want them to do well. And
I don't know, it's just definitely a recommend to go watch.
Definitely a very recommended show.
I mean, even by the end, suddenly both Rob and Ryan are waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning with one of their kids to watch a soccer game. Whereas before they knew nothing about soccer. Because time zones mean that sometimes you have to wake up super early.
It's not always the best times, especially with soccer. I know with the F1 races, I don't know if you've watched F1 at all. There's a good sports documentary show, like similar to the Wrexham. It's called Drive to Survive. And that's what really got me hooked on F1. It's takes you in behind and shows you like all the back scenes of the team and like everything that goes on into like making the race. And like, so you learn like everyone in the pit stop, like what their roles are. You learn the team principles, you learn about engineers, and like you start to learn that it's not just like a guy driving around making a couple turns. It's like all this work that goes into it and all these different little things and how one small thing can make such a big difference on race day. It's pretty cool. And then there's just a lot of drama, which really sells it.
With any sport, drama.
Just a bunch of younger guys, young 20s, making a lot of money, traveling the world.
So that's bound to create drama.
Always drama, and they're always switching teams. So, like, there's only, in F1, there's a limited amount of spots. So there's only 20 seats for people to drive in. So it's a big competition. Everyone's trying to get everyone's spot. You want to be at the better team so you can race in better cars. And you see, like, people try to fight their way to the top, and it's very interesting. I really enjoy it, so I would recommend that if you need a show to watch.
Maybe I'll try, because I don't know, Christmas break is gonna approach and I'm gonna need something to do, because by then football will be wrapping up a little bit, especially if the Bears continue to not do so well.
There's only so long you can watch that happen. I'm a Dolphins fan though, so got to see the whole Tua thing unfold.
So you've been under some concussion heat.
Oh yeah, it's always fun when you have a rookie quarterback start.
What's the latest on the concussion drama?
I'm pretty sure Tua got cleared last week, but didn't play, and this week he's practiced as the quarterback one. So I think he's in line to make his return against the Detroit Lions. So we'll see what happens there. Still feels kind of early, if you ask me.
Concussions are not something to mess with.
No, especially like the two back-to-back, it just feels very, very close. But sports. It's not great.
You also have Brandon Jones out with an ACL injury.
Yeah, it's defense, big part right there. Need him. Would have liked to see him not get injured in that way, you know. But a lot of pieces at the back. Hopefully we can fill it in. Javon Howard, a Canadian, done a good job in the back, in the secondary, safety for the Dolphins. Good piece. But hopefully Tua comes back, nothing actually wrong, nothing serious. He could play well, get the Dolphins to the playoffs for once in a very long time. Would be nice.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are kind of flip-flopping. You guys have about half wins, half losses.
Yeah, it was pretty hard once Tua went down.
Understandable.
Yeah, I had a great start, 3-0. 1-3 since then, not very good.
No, not really. Could be better.
To play the Bears after the Lions, though. So.
Okay. We don't have to.
Bears had a big Thursday night win, or Sunday night win.
Yes.
Sunday night.
Yes, I watched part of it.
Yeah. Yep. I watched the first half, and it wasn't looking too good, so I turned it off. And then all the good stuff happened.
Monday night. I only watched part because I was in class. But Bears ended 33-14.
Big winners.
You know, sometimes you need a win. And personally, I was in Chicago when they had their Thursday night game. Did not get a win there. And I was not happy about that. So I'm okay with this. This is a nice upswing.
It's always nice to get a big win, especially against the Patriots. Yes. It's always nice to beat Bill.
Bill was looking very frustrated.
Yeah, it's so funny to see his son on the sideline, too.
I think it's funny to see just, like, very well-respected coaches and athletes kind of, like, break down. Like,
yeah, just get mad.
On Sunday after Green Bay lost.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers.
He's been mad a lot this season.
Pouted on the field and went, just face-planted.
Tom Brady's been mad a lot this season, too. There's been a lot of clips of him just yelling at his linemen mid-game. It's like, ooh.
It doesn't reflect well.
No, it's not a good look. Not a good look at all. And then you got, like, people like Robbie Anderson got in a big fight with his coach mid-game.
Yes.
Traded the next day.
Yeah.
And there's some good memes out of that one.
Sometimes there are consequences for your actions.
Saw one and it was like Christian McCaffrey asking Robbie Anderson how he did it so he could also get out of Carolina. It was pretty funny. But some good teams this year, some bad teams as usual.
I was going to say, I feel like some teams that were expected to do well have just not been.
Yeah, like, you'd think the Bengals would have done a little better after their run to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Chargers were supposed to be a little better than they're doing. The Giants are a big surprise, 6-1. Don't think anyone saw that one coming. New coach.
I was going to say, sometimes switching it up really just puts things into place and then you do well.
Brian Daboll's figured it out. Unlocked Danny Dimes. That division's not looking bad, though.
No.
Only one team below 500.
The prediction for week 8 is that Aaron Rodgers is going to be shut out by the Bills.
Oh.
So that should be an interesting.
Oh, the Bills defense is very good. It'll be very interesting. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is
ready
for this one. Sunday night, prime time.
Yes.
Against a very good Bills team, coming off a win against the Chiefs.
I mean, one person that I've been pretty surprised by lately, ex-Bear, Mitchell Trubisky. He started out the season.
He did
for the Steelers pretty well.
Did have a good chance there for a little bit, and then he was Mitch Trubisky, and it kind of fell apart a little bit. Gave the rookie a chance, and he hasn't really looked back.
I personally never fell off the Mitchell Trubisky train. I think he just needs like a strong team behind him, and he does well. And he also really does well fourth quarter under pressure.
Yeah, I do think he's good at avoiding the turnover, which is an important piece. I just don't think he has enough of a game picture of knowing how to run an offense and how to manage a game to say that avoiding the turnover is enough to keep him in the field.
Yeah. However, he is still the only QB to never throw a pick six.
No pick sixes.
And I'm hanging on to that. That's something.
It is. It is. That's a pretty crazy fact. It's a hard thing to do, especially nowadays.
Yes. You know, where nobody knows exactly what it catches.
Yeah. It's so hard. So many blurry lines when it comes to what it catches these days. It'll be interesting to see if the Broncos can turn it around this weekend after all the Russell Wilson high knees on the plane to London saga. Another game in London, so
I don't know. Something about those games in London just always falls apart a little bit, in my opinion.
The Jaguars also love a game in London, so. Could be detrimental to the Broncos. I just, Russell Wilson just doesn't give me the most confidence when he's at quarterback.
Why not?
I just, good quarterback, but I think he's kind of like Mitch Trubisky in that, like you said, he's a guy that needs a good system. And I think when he was with the Seahawks for all those years, Pete Carroll always had that system that he needed. So I think going to the Broncos has really exposed him a little bit in the fact that he doesn't have the ground game that he always had with people like LeSean and other running backs that they've had. But he's not been able to produce nearly as much since going to the Broncos.
Also, just the playing conditions between Seattle and
Colorado
does not help.
Colorado is not a fun place to run around.
Yeah. In Seattle, you're dealing with rain.
Yeah.
Mostly rain.
Yeah.
And then you move to Colorado, which is snow.
Dry.
Dry. Elevation. That doesn't do good things to your body.
No. But he's also a guy that's not getting much younger. Body's catching a little bit of a beating. I think I saw reports of a torn hamstring or a partially torn hamstring that he's going to try to play through this week.
Okay, I don't know how you want to play through that.
I don't know how you'd want to or would be able to. I just don't think it'd be a lot of fun, personally.
I feel like even a sore hamstring, you're kind of like, wow, that really
It's already too much. Then you get torn, like that's just, I don't know that I'd be off the couch for a little while, yes. Personally, but.
Let alone playing in a.
I'm also not getting paid $200 and some million.
That's true.
Could be a little factor.
Speaking of money, Brett Favre and his little Mississippi welfare scandal still is continuing. As it becomes clear that he knew what was going on.
Oh.
And he signed the papers and just kind of went along with it. And now he's saying that he is being unjustly smeared by the media.
Just not a good look for Brett. No. Not a good look.
No. Was, you know, a great player and coach. And now
very good player. So maybe not the best human, but no. I feel like there's quite a few of those kind of people in sports. Definitely. Not that it's right, but...
No, definitely not right, but it does happen, unfortunately. Basically, for those who don't know, he was involved in hot water after allegedly funneling state welfare funds to the University of Southern Mississippi, his alma mater, and his daughter's school. As reported...
Amazing.
Yes.
Gotta help the kids out.
Yeah, it's more just reading College Athletics Scandal 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
But
anything to help. It's the exact same thing, you know? People want their kids to do well. They cross the line.
Yes. As a result of this, he got his SiriusXM show taken away from him. Was put on hold.
It might not be just on hold anymore after this.
Yeah, I think so. But I feel like we're seeing that a lot with some
I feel sports like stuff definitely catches up with people, especially the more time passes.
Yeah, we've seen that with Brett Favre. Hockey Canada also still in there.
Hockey Canada's deep in their situation. Stuff.
And obviously not sports related, but Kanye West is still facing a lot of hot
Kanye.
Water.
He had two players leave his sports agency this week.
Oh.
Aaron Donald was one of them.
And Adidas dropped him.
Yeah, it's not a good time to be Kanye West.
No. He has been reduced from billionaire as a result of his drop.
Yeah. It's not good. But we'll see. He always has a way of turning things around for himself.
Yeah. I think that's all I got. Is that?
Yeah.
I think that sums it up for
That's pretty much the week in sports right there.
So just to summarize, obviously a lot of Laurier sports going on and some sports professionally wrapping up. MLB starts the World Series. NFL is about halfway through, NBA looking to do something, and hockey is going to start, and we'll continue.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to talk about it here on Talk the Hawk. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.